Thank you so much, everybody. In preparation for the Listener Limerick Challenge, Carl is now wearing the uniform of his favorite NFL team, the St. Louis Rhymes. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, this week a Senate committee investigated the collapse of Washington Mutual Bank. In addition to all kinds of fraud and malfeasance, it turns out that at the firm's 2006 retreat in Hawaii, some of the bankers had, shockingly, attempted to do what?
That is just so open-ended that it's very difficult for me to even speculate. I'm imagining it's something Hawaii-related.
No, it's not.
Oh, then banking-related.
Well, it turns out that these bankers, their rhymes are about as solid as their loans.
Oh, they went out with limericists? Their rhymes?
Hawaii, noted for years by its native limericists.
Did you mean like the rhyme? What kind of a rhyme? Of an ancient mariner?
No,
or like
I'm thinking more like something kind of like Eminem-ish.
Ooh, they went rapping.
They did.
Yes.
They attempted to rap.
Yeah.
They did. Now, as public radio listeners, you are, of course, all familiar with Sir Mix-a-Lot's classic Baby Got Back. Yes? You know, the I Like Big,
big
Butts
song. And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
No. Instead of butt, say loan.
I like big loans and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Well, hold on. You're about right. The banksta rappers, if you will, at Washington Mutual took
cute.
That song. And in our view, desecrated it. Here's a sample. I like big bucks, and I cannot
bucks.
Lie.
Good.
Your mortgage brothers can't deny. Then the dough rolls in like you're printing your own cash, and you got to make a splash. It's crazy. I just got to ski Aspen. That's all I'm asking. That was their version. Joining us now to discuss this scandal, I am pleased to welcome Sir Mix-a-Lot himself to our show. Mix, welcome to Wait, Wait.
What's up, man? You know, I was actually really strongly considering writing this song for them, but I couldn't get bonus to rhyme with anus.
That's tough. I had to think, man, of your skill. Couldn't lay down that beat. So how do you feel about your classic rap, Baby Got Back, a tribute to something noble and good, very large butts, being debased like this?
Yeah, I can't believe they degraded such a socially relevant song.
I know.
And turned it into something about, you know, bank robbers.
Right, it's terrible. So a lot of rappers I know, as these guys get into rap, a lot of them claim street cred by pointing to their crimes. Does massive financial fraud count, you think?
You know, that's a good point. I just thought about that. That is, you know, that is some street cred. I got one of them outside washing my windows. I'll ask him.
Now, are you worried, as a hip-hop artist, that these bankers are a bad role model for our children? I mean, won't kids listen to this music and believe that a career as a bank executive is something to aspire to?
You know, I can see a kid kind of sitting there going, well, let's see, weed, let's see, cocaine, you know what, subprime mortgages, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and the first one's always free, Mix, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, you know, weed is just a gateway.
Yeah. If these guys are liking hip-hop, then is there any chance you might want to get into this market, start doing financially themed theme beats?
Well, you know, I got to get my gangster attire straight. You know, it's a whole new gangster. It's a whole other level of gangster.
That's true.
Yeah, so I get me a couple of blue suits with some red ties.
You look good.
Briefcase and do some mega pimping.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is a Grammy-winning rapper, of course, the man behind Baby Got Back. Mix, thank you so much for joining us here. Take care.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get...